This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Date of birth is 9-2-1928. Date of evaluation is 6-7-2022. HBI history page. Complaints psychiatric evaluation requested by staff for management of patient's agitation, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, history of present illness. This is a 93 years old female who is well familiar to our service. She was last seen by PA Amanda on May 17, 2022. PA and I reviewed patient's chart and discussed her condition with nursing staff. Reports that patient gets easily agitated, irritable, anxious and aggressive at times. Period. During my evaluation, patient was very dysphoric, easily tearful. Period talks about wanting to go home. Period, she believes that staff quote mistreats her and laughs at her, unquote. Period, she expressed unhappiness over being here at the nursing home. She reports that she was quite independent before she came here and did her own laundry and was driving a car. It's difficult to comfort a patient. When I told her that I'll come back to see her, she stated, quote, "No, you won't," unquote. I spoke to a patient's son, Robert, extensively, who acknowledged that her mother has not shown any improvement in her mood. With current medications, patient is on Pristiq, Ativan, and Nudexta. Period. Son reports that he had high hopes on Nudexta. Period. He was wondering if we can discontinue Nudexta, considering a lack of benefits. Period. I talked to him extensively about her condition, current medications, and potential trial of Abilify to stabilize her mood, decrease affective lability, irritability, and agitation. Period. Patient son gave consent for trial of Abilify. Period. Risks and benefits reviewed with him. Reports of any auditory or visual hallucinations, but she has some suspiciousness that staff quote laughs at her, unquote. Next paragraph. Review system, no changes in body system since the date of last visit, except as noted above in interval HPI. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, current medications from last visit on May 17, 2022. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 130/86, pulse 76, respiration 16. Next paragraph, for mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, but can get irritable, motor movements, normal, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, speech, soft, and talks in a low voice, mood, dysphoric, tearful, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, normal thought content, preoccupied with wanting to go home, perceptual disturbances, denied any auditory visual hallucinations, but did express some paranoia, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent, mildly impaired, fund of knowledge limited, judgment and insight limited, assessment planned major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate F33.1 plans, start Abilify 2 milligram once a day to augment antidepressant effects of Prestique, period number 2, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance F01.50, number 3, pseudo bulbar effect F48.2 plans, no evidence of any beneficial effects of new Dexta, period discontinue new Dexta at patient's son's request, continue active and as prescribed to alleviate anxiety disposition. Staff needs to encourage participation in diversional activities. However, patient's motivation remains poor. Patient's son was wondering if patient can be started back on physical therapy. Period, he was encouraged to talk to Dr. Marcus. Period, staff needs to monitor response from Abilify. Period, monitor for any side effects and notify our service if indicated. Period, I will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99310 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SNRI, benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.